five exercises, three with reason, two without reason, but doing the work of this. I'm sure you people have not done it. And that is why the meaning of one-pointedness you only find in your dictionary and not in your mind. See? The very questions all of you every time ask me conveys to me that you have not allowed your conscious brain, outer brain, to go aside for a moment. Because it's the outer mind, the outer brain will never understand. It will accumulate knowledge but will not understand, and therefore will pose one question after another from its own accumulation of knowledge. This man has said this, this man has said this, this is outer accumulation of knowledge. You see? And then you compare and contrast, and that is all you do. Well, the outer brain has to time and again get aside, let the inner brain have its understanding, pass on the understanding. Am I clear? Am I clear? Have you all got a prism at home? At least make good use of it. Another thing with prism is, people are anxious that the prism should disappear. People are all anxious when they do their prism exercise that the prism must disappear. Whilst in fact, the real answer is, the prism will disappear only when your outer brain has gone aside and your inner brain has got one or two moments or 10 moments to understand. But you are only very anxious that prism has not disappeared. How can prism disappear? And if it disappears, it has to come again quickly, because the outer brain wants to do everything. You get that? The prism disappears only if you have very correctly put your outer brain on the side and allowed your inner brain a few seconds to pass on the understanding. Whether you do it with a prism or whether you do it with some other method, sitting in a manner, it does not matter. What matters is that the conscious brain must go for some time aside and allow the inner brain to pass on its understanding to the outer brain.
What would be the nature of that understanding which will be passed on to the
outer? What do you want to understand?
At that moment.
At that moment.
In those 10 seconds, what is the
picture? Pardon?
Because it disappears only after 5 seconds or something like that.
Because the outer brain is too anxious to come back. Yeah. It should not come back for some time. Then only the inner understanding of the inner brain will be passed on to you. Suddenly you say, I don't understand why I am doing this exercise. Suddenly you will say that. Because you have given sufficient time for your inner brain to convey to your outer brain. See? The understanding of why you are doing prism exercise. You get that point? You see, that sudden, like Archimedes, Eureka, that sudden thought must come, I understand. You see? That is the moment where the inner brain conveys to your outer brain. And that is why the five simple exercises with the prism and without the prism. just you just hear me, you do nothing. When you go home, you do nothing. When you are here, you hear me.
The
further stage of samadhi is achieved when through one pointed thought the outer activity is quiet. When the outer brain for a few moments gets aside, you have quieted the various activities. It is a sign. If the outer activities are quiet, it's a sign that the outer brain has receded and allowed the inner brain to understand and pass on the understanding.
How does the outer brain move to receive?
Nothing. These exercises will make it too. But that is why I say these exercises are very important. Otherwise, how can it do what we want it to do? We say that it must go outside, but how?
Yeah, that's the question.
The answer is the five prism exercise. The answer is that. Three with prism and two without prism. It teaches the outer brain how for a time to get aside. You see? That is the answer for the outer brain. To get that. See? So unless you do this, unless you constantly do this, unless 5 seconds, 10 seconds become 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, you have done something, then you have achieved one-pointedness. Otherwise the word is a word. You have not achieved anything in life. It's easy to talk about one-pointedness, it's easy to talk about meditation and concentration. It is only use of words. You have not attained it. You have not attained it. Unless you do this exercise, perhaps in other schools they might be teaching some other exercise. It is immaterial. What exercise is what people do where? In the whole wide world, people must be doing many other things. But the simplest I have found, I have given you. See? And these 5 exercises will teach you firmly and finally what is the meaning of one-pointedness. What is the meaning of dharana? You get my point? Otherwise, these words are words. You say, I will sit in meditation, but there is no one-pointedness. There is no receding of the outer brain. And time and again the outer brain comes in. See? You may sit for meditation for an hour, but you may not have actually meditated for 59 minutes. You get that? So before you understand what is one-pointedness, you have to achieve one-pointedness. You have been given about 105 exercises to do it. Questions tell me that you have not done this exercise. Otherwise the questions will not arise. Not that you are prevented from asking me any type of question. You must to clarify your mind. You see? But this is what I am telling you. These sutras can never be understood by the outer brain. From book 4, 5 and part 2 of 5. It's impossible to understand the sutras by the outer brain. And unless you practice, that's all, how it should receive and how the inner brain must understand, the sutras will not give you the meaning. Even if I give you what I am reading out to you, you will read out to yourself the same thing. It will become your memory but not your understanding. As most of the boys write brilliantly and achieve 90%, 95%, how I don't know, in advance. But it is an accumulation in the outer brain, it is memory which is poured out on examination hall, in examination hall. That's all. There is no understanding.
You mentioned the next line. In the same 18 sutra, you said in this stage the chitta is the thinking instrument. Should it be the brain?
You see, I have explained to you, all of you don't remember what I say. See, earlier I have told you that thinking instrument is a separate thing. Chitta, individual mind, is a separate thing. And normally the word chitta should be used for individual mind. But in 99.99 cases, the individual mind is involved with the processes of conscious brain, we use the word chitta. But that is a thinking instrument of individual mind. Though that way it is not to be used. But if 99.99 people use it that way, we use the word chitta. The red matter. Otherwise, it should not be used. The three things are separate. Brain, individual mind, chitti or infinite mind. All three are separate. Infinite mind remains separate. But chitta and the thinking instrument, they get involved with each other. And therefore, now I always put in bracket, chitta or the thinking instrument. It does not mean the same thing, we know. But they are using it as if it's the same thing. Isn't it? That is why I have put in, otherwise I should not put in bracket. And when will it not involve itself? When practices are done. It cannot by itself one day say to our brain, bye, tomorrow I am not with you. It won't say that. Never. Unless you do certain practices, very sincerely for a long time, this will not happen. You get that? So, we have always heard these words, dhāna, dhyāna, samādhi. Who have not? In India, at least every little child knows these three words. But nobody understands these three words. If I ask you, write down a few lines on dhāna, what will be your idea of dhāna and not the meaning of dhāna? You get that? Because the inner brain is not conveyed its understanding to the outer brain. It knows, but it has not conveyed. Because the outer brain says, no, don't tell me, I know. Finished. When the outer brain says, I know, you will not come to me. It has not learned to get aside for a little while. And yoga's first step is that the conscious brain must learn to get aside. For much better things to happen. The inner brain is only the first step. The individual mind is the second step. Chitti is the third step. And ultimately divine fragment. Communication with. But as long as your outer brain chatters, this higher source is the captive. And the whole idea of yoga, the whole basis of yoga, is one simple way of keeping the conscious mind, the outer mind, the conscious brain, the outer brain, from obstructing. It has to learn that politeness of welcoming higher people and not taking the chair. As I have done foolishly. You see? So, this is the whole idea. This is yoga. The beginning of yoga is here. And the end will be here only if you do not understand this very basic principle of yoga. Of course, at a later stage, your individual mind and your chitti is an obstacle. But we are not talking about that now. The first obstacle, your concrete brain, your outer brain, it is one of the worst obstacles. How will you put it aside? You get my point? Supposing you do your prism exercise. Start religiously from tonight. That no, now I must do all this. But if you have not done your refining properly, refining exercises, certain sensitive points inside your body brain system will not work. So the communication will not take place. Even if your concrete brain has to get aside, if there is no line of communication established, the understanding does not flow. That means you have to do your refining exercises to break down various granthis. There are granthis in the brain, there are granthis in the body. If they are not broken down, they will prevent communication. So even the doing prism exercise will be hindered if you have not done the refining exercises. You get that? These are given to you with some idea, with some motive to help you. But if you think that what can exercises do? Sorry, I can't help you further. I have selected the best and easiest type of exercises to help you. But they must be done. You can't jump to this exercise straight away. And your breath exercise won't help you if you have not done refining, if you have not done your prism. If they are all interconnected, that is, I have given you. And I have given you earlier, and I will come to this now. The value of the prism exercise and the refining exercise is not even one mere paisa. That is the whole trouble. If sufficiently valued, today it is valued by all of you as one mere paisa. And so we are not very conscious or conscientious to do that. I don't say that what I am teaching you is the best in the world. But it is enough to give you what you want. Because I don't know what people are teaching in the world. So I can't make a claim. But I can assure you that I have done this and I know what the result can be. And it will give you sufficient results. But they should be done. Today I have a call. Tomorrow my brother is coming to the airport. It will not work. You can miss your will, but not the exercise. You can miss your sleep, but not this exercise. If you come to that form of understanding, firm determination, then this exercise is do for you what they are expected to do for you. The white hot key, tremendous application is needed on this path. Unless total dedication is not there, nothing will happen. Akbar Badshah wanted a son. From his imperial throne, he walked to the grave of Salim Chisti, barefoot. On the way, went on praying. See the dedication, barefoot, he could have gone in his style. He didn't go as Emperor of India. when there is a beggar to beg. At that time his total involvement was there. He forgot you are the emperor of India. Let your concrete brain forget that it is very important and dedicate itself to the inner brain. Later to individual mind, later to chitti. It must come to conclusion that it is nothing. There are better propositions besides it. Am I clear? Am I clear?
One small question. The inner and outer brain, both part of the thinking instrument?
Our thinking instrument, we have always clearly stated, it is the front lobe, it is IESM, the memory pool at the back. And the incoming impulses, within this is a thinking instrument and the creation of thoughts. We have never brought any other part of the brain here. We have described the function of the brain. The front brain, the conscious brain, then it is with its four centers, at the back, the memory portion, then the incoming impulses by the arrows you see, this is your thinking instrument doing the thinking, and rest of the brain is good for meeting such lists at this present juncture.
But is that the seat of the inner brain? The rest of the brain outside this thinking instrument. What is the location of the inner brain? That's what I'm asking.
You have heard me, no?
You have described the outer brain's structure.
And I am not fully explaining to you.
Sorry. Yes, but I want to, you know, because your terminology, earlier terminology, seems to conflict. You've been talking
about. Tell me how.
You're talking about the brain A. You have been thinking of brain A as the instrument, the thinking instrument.
Yes. What is brain A? What is brain A?
The impulses.
You see that? No, you see that. The trunk portion with those four centers, here, that part of memory pool, the shallow, and the incoming impulses that make them work.
Fine.
But
understood. Now, if brain B and brain A1, and has it anything
even between when you go to brain B, you go to the left midbrain, then you go to the right midbrain, we are not going to various parts.
What is the location of brain, the inner brain?
That is
separate from A1 and B.
Let it be separate. That is the point of understanding. The left with brain can do a lot, the right with brain can do a lot. I am not bothered about it today, just now. I am bothered with the silencing area and I am bothered with the thinking instrument area. The thinking instrument area is the outer brain. The silent area is the inner brain, and there is no communication between these two areas, though the distance may be a few inches. You see, there is no communication because no communication was ever consciously established.
So there is no structure to the silent area, only location.
So if you go deep into the brain, it will require an eternity to understand. Because the most intricate creation of God is brain. So let us be good enough to understand that the area we have known as silent brain is the inner brain. It can understand. This concrete outer brain thinking instrument cannot understand. It can accumulate knowledge. And there is no communication established between these two points. And therefore, real understanding does not come.
I must clarify, you see.
No.
In the process of between the silence area and the thinking instrument,
no known state in between by the brain A or brain even. Brain even or brain B. Will it satisfy you? To know. Yeah, I want to know whether there is any intermediate
A1 and B. Each part of the brain, each part of the brain has a particular function. The top 2 millimeters we have seen is the cortex, with its many, many centers that they are in communication with the body brain system. Then you have the front lobe. Then you have the memory, or the unconscious brain. Then we have the left midbrain below 2 millimeters and we have the right midbrain below 2 millimeters. But right inside in the midbrain is our silent area. Because that we have done that.
There is only
from silent area to concrete brain and from concrete brain to silent area. There are different parts from concrete brain to left midbrain, from concrete brain to right midbrain, but we are not talking about that now. Only between concrete brain, thinking instrument, and the silent area. See the chart there. If there is a link between the silent area and the front brain, concrete brain, memory does not come in. You get my point? It is only the memory that makes the brain jitter. All the dialogue you have is because of memory. Yes. But if there is only a link between the front conscious brain, the outer brain, and the silent area, the memory pool does not come in. And that is why understanding flows. Because memory has one basic action to prevent understanding. By bringing in past experience. You see? So all this we have stated already months back, years back. We have done all this. All today we do is the inner brain area and the concrete outer brain. These two we are talking about in this sutra. And Patanjali tells us, if this brain can learn to get aside for some time and let the inner brain work, that will be understanding. That is all it is. And how we shall do it, how will the outer brain get aside, you have got freedom exercise. Let me teach you how to keep the concrete brain, the outer brain aside. But you have not done. Unless you now do these exercises, the idea will not sink into your brain. Because unless you do these exercises, how to understand, you will not understand. See, it's not a laughing matter. It is the most serious matter that you cannot understand. And you are trying to learn how to. It is very serious. And doctor, in all his seriousness, is trying to question me for your benefit. His questions are not meaningless. He, on your behalf, is asking the question. Try to understand him also. You get my point? So, doctor, am I clear? Somewhat? Some fresh question. The samadhi just described, you see, the word samadhi is freely used. Actually, it is one-pointedness. You write there, one-pointedness. Illuminating a further stage of one-pointedness. In 19, the one-pointedness stage just described, you see, all this. You read as one-pointedness and don't use the word, because you see, in your mind, you have got various meanings of samadhi. And your mind again, your outer mind, will take you there. It's knowledge. Its knowledge is deadly. It will prevent you from understanding. And therefore, the wrong word used will take you in the wrong direction.
So instead of that, write one pointedness and read, it is much more clear. Even in 18 it is clear. The further stage of one pointedness is achieved. In 19, the one pointedness stage just described. You see, you read like this. Samadhi is not samadhi, it is also one pointedness. But in our mind, samadhi has very many meanings. Is anything burning? You see, many authors use freely certain words. Because they have understood in their mind in a particular way. They understand that jnana or samadhi or dhana all are one-pointedness stage. Just now I told you, it can be half an hour or 2 hours or 2 days, you see. But it is a state of one-pointedness. And that looks for the more simpler word than samadhi. You get my point? So instead of using those terms, dana, dhyana, samadhi, we rather use the word one-pointedness. And the duration of one-pointedness will give you the meaning of dana, dhyana, samadhi. As I just told you, the quality is same of one-pointedness. The duration is longer. So if you read instead of samadhi the word one-pointedness, it will be much easier to understand. The one-pointedness state just described passes not beyond the bounds of phenomenal world. It passes not beyond the gods and those concerned with the concrete world. You will achieve a lot if you can have one-pointedness. You can achieve a lot if your concrete brain moves away and lets the inner brain give you the understanding. But the author says, all these have very limited views. Don't think that you can understand everything. It has a limited use after achieving one-pointedness. And therefore he describes the limit of achievement. Here we have achieved one-pointedness. The one-pointedness state just described passes not beyond the bounds of the phenomenal world. It will make you understand the phenomenal world. You understand now? If this one-pointedness is achieved, not only for a few seconds, not for a few minutes, few hours, but few days. Even then, whatever you have achieved will enable you within certain bounds to understand. If you want to go beyond that, you will have to also go beyond that. Your understanding is the limit, and he is giving the limit of your understanding. Of course, this is ancient language, it is to be read properly. Passes not beyond the bounds of the phenomenal world, it passes not beyond gods and those concerned with the concrete world. What is the concrete world? We here live this Paisani, Bendi, Veja, Kolaba, Tadev, think this is the whole world. But the world, the author means the universe. The physical universe. To know even the physical universe is a big thing. But it does not go beyond it. For example, it might know the structure, inside structure of the sun or the inside structure of the earth. But why were they created? That reply again requires one pointedness on another plane. There's so much to go further. The author means clearly that there's so much to go further. even if you have achieved one-pointedness, and for a long duration you have achieved your one-pointedness, even then your bounds will be this. Now, the universe is Brahman, bag of Brahman. And we have called it the celestial bubble. You will understand the bubble. Is it worth understanding a bubble? For that you will have to still go further in your understanding. Why is the bubble there and what is beyond the bubble? So, the stage is a stage. So the author says, please, don't come to the conclusion that you can maintain one-pointedness of this together. You'll say, oh, I have reached, gone much beyond now. Your limitation is this. To achieve bigger things, you'll have to go much further. And that is why going much further than one-pointedness of a particular order, the sastras have used the word pratyahara, dana, dhyana, samadhi to describe the bounds that can be greater and greater and greater. Is it understandable now? You see? So the terms of dana, dhyana, samadhi we can understand by one-pointedness in our brain. Because ultimately, we are human beings. Ultimately, this is a physical body. Ultimately, we have a physical brain. We are living in a physical universe. So, all the translation of understanding must come to this level. Isn't it? That is why you have been given a brain. So that in a physical world, to understand what is much beyond, there must be a possibility for this brain to understand. And the first stage of one-pointedness is this. And there are many stages beyond. Is it clear?
Can I ask one question? Yes. In the one-pointed initial understanding of the phenomenal world, besides the understanding of the structure of the sun, let us say, would it also involve understanding the structure of the earth?
Fear, love, don't think they are not material. There are many things material. If you don't see it, it does not mean they are not material.
This emotional process is also.
See, what is the product of a human being is material. Fear, love, all these emotions are the product of a human being created by the false understanding of the concrete brain. And therefore, they are as much material as the material universe is, or the material world is, or the material body. Clear? We have a feeling that what we can't see is not material. No. You will not see many things that are material. In this room, there are so many cubic feet of air. Because we don't see it, we don't see it is not there. So, fear, love, and all the emotions are the product of our own body-brain system. And therefore, they are as much material.
Cellular as well as molecular.
Our world. We are so far avoided words that are known, like astral. Why? Because you have an understanding by reading something, and you might bring in some of that understanding. That is why I have used the word cellular, molecular, mental. Or atomic. So, the limits have been shown in 19. Now, 20. Others achieve one-pointedness and arrive as a discrimination of pure spirit through belief, followed by energy, memory, meditation and right perception. The first word is belief. All religions are known as beliefs. All beliefs are known as beliefs. Whatever is told to you and you believe, you will go to heaven and you will not go to heaven, if you do this, that will happen. All that is belief. We are not questioning right or wrong. All that knowledge is belief. All religions are beliefs. We are not saying religion is wrong because belief. No, we are not going further into the details of all this. We say all religions are beliefs because we believe whatever we have been passed on to, or we have heard, or we have read, or we have mentor, or teacher, or a guru who have told us, we believe. We believe there is a heaven, there is a hell. We believe that the chief priest, if he were to give us a note, we can go to heaven in spite of doing very bad action on earth. These are all beliefs. 5 centuries ago, the king of France paid a ransom to the Pope to go to heaven for his very many misdeeds. Even today, the high priest of the Boys gives us sleep to the dying to go to heaven. Human mind has not progressed. Though we are flying in air, we are going underwater, but our beliefs are that only today also, in the atomic age. Talking about the 21st century that is very near, our beliefs are same. You want the sleep to go to heaven? Well, these are beliefs. We don't say it is right or wrong because we are not involved in religion. All religions are beliefs. So one of the methods may be religion, belief, followed by energy. What does that mean? There is a statement made that energy follows thought. Energy follows thought. If you do particular exercises with a particular thought of achieving something, energy follows there. Then you don't need beliefs. So I need to do the practices. You don't need beliefs. You don't need a cheat to go to heaven. Followed by energy. Energy means when you practice something, you create energy. And you direct that energy to certain spots in your body, brain, system. And therefore, certain refinement, certain upgrading takes place. Clear? You can hear me there? Okay. So, different methods in the world. The author doesn't say follow me only. He says, others that you one pointed there and arrive at the discrimination of your spirit to believe, followed by energy, memory. How does memory do it? Look there. Our famous charts are there. Memory. There are two parts. One is shallow, the other is deep. The deep memory is all your previous births and all your previous actions. In yoga at a certain stage, you have to consciously open this door, learn your deep memory, go into the past, learn what the teacher means. Yoga is not joke. There are many things to be done and learnt in yoga, in higher aspects of yoga. You see, one of these is memory. You see, one word memory means so much. It means that if you can unlock the deeper area of memory and go into your 10,000 past lives or more and study how each time you have been affected, how will you study that? You have to study memory patterns. But before that, certain exercises have to be done. Because memory is not concrete to be seen. Incoming impulses are not concrete to be seen. If you just come here to meet me and say, hello, I won't help. So memory, you got the idea of memory now? In what sense it is used? For using past memory, and they are asking you to forget your present memory. You are there. We will come to it later. But today what we are learning is the concrete mind to be set aside. And concrete mind cannot function without present memory. Memory, it's so very much needed. And memory is so very obstructive in the past.
You get that? With exercise which you gave, you have to write on the piece of paper some words. That also be good to apply your concept.
Let me separate. When you love someone very dearly, I don't mean one lover to another, it could be two friends, it could be mother and child, it could be brother and sister, any love, if you can love somebody very dearly, that same person can make you so happy, the same person can make you so miserable. Such is memory. It is so useful, it is so obstructive. You understand? When we say, please don't interfere now, memory, it will interfere 100 times now. That is it. When you can set aside memory, then you can set aside your concrete place. Unfortunately, you can't dig out a portion of your concrete brain and say, now you be aside here. You can't do that. You can't catch hold of your memory and say, please go here. You can't. That is why we do particular type of exercises, so that it happens inside you. You understand? Because these things can never be done in any other way. You have to do certain exercises which will bring this about. It will keep memory out, it will keep the concrete or the outer brain out when we want it to be out. So, this is memory. The author wants to convey that it is one single